Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I do want to warn you guys about something. I was listening to Chris McMonagle last night, and I heard something. And sometimes I can't sleep, Tiki. I wake up at all weird hours. This was a weird one because this was like 4 a.m. I listen to my guy, Big Mac. You know I love him. I adore Chris McMonagle. And he's taking a phone call. Suck it! Listen to this random phone call and tell me if you believe him, okay? There's a random phone caller to Chris McMonagle.
I think there's something going on where I think Soto doesn't want the Martian around. Something around.
Why?
Trade him for something. I don't know. There's some rumblings that I heard that the kid, that he doesn't like the Martian.
He doesn't?
He wants the Martian out, and he wants the Martian to be traded for other pieces. I don't know. That's just what I hear.
Now, you may say, where does he hear this? This caller went on to reveal where he hears this.
I'm going to try and find more info on that, but it's underground Dominican Republic talk. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Something going on. And Martian and him don't get along.
Underground Dominican Republic talk.
That's right.
What the hell is that?
That's right. Would you be okay with trading Jason Dominguez if it meant keeping Juan Soto?
Based on underground DR talk.
Well, that caller sounds very reliable.
Look, I understand there's a lot of underground
Did
DR
he sound
talk.
Dominican?
Say it again.
Did he sound Dominican?
No, but maybe he's dating someone who's Dominican.
Oh, yeah, possibly.
There's plenty of connections. Look. If Juan Soto said, trade Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge and you could have me, I'm in. So, yes, of course, I'm okay with trading the Martian to keep
Interesting. I'll tell you never know what you're going to hear on WFAN at 4 o'clock in the morning.
And the underground is undefeated. When the underground speaks, they're speaking the truth. There's something here.
That's what really sold me.
Like, yeah.
When the guy first said it, I laughed. And I was also, like, half asleep. And it perked me up. That was the weird part. Like, I was up, but I wasn't, like, fully up.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I hear, oh, yeah, dude, they got to trade the Martian. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? What's going on, Big? And Big Mac's taking him serious.
But there's no way they would actually trade the Martian. There's no way.
I don't know. Juan Soto walks into a room and tells you that.
Okay, so first of all, why would he want to do that? Why would he be threatened by Jason Dominguez?
Oh, come on. Tiki.
Why?
Maybe they slept with the same girl. I don't know.
Come on, please.
I mean, it could be anything.
It's not even in the same league.
Definitely a path.
He's driving a Pinto versus driving a Porsche.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Wow. That is not nice.
Wasn't there also another rumor, someone called Melusis, that Soto and Jazz don't like each other or Soto doesn't like Jazz? We played it on the show.
Yes.
Like, so Soto doesn't like anybody.
He doesn't like, he has a...
He doesn't like the whole team.
When you have swag, he has swag envy. He's a swag envious.
You're right. This is the second
Jazz now Martian.
This is the second time we've played WFAN caller rumors on our show that I've randomly heard.
Yeah.
And they're both around Juan Soto not liking people.
He likes Aaron Judge because Aaron Judge is boring. He has no swag, Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
These guys have swag. He's got swag envy.
But guess what? Would you get rid of Jazz and Jason Dominguez if it meant Juan Soto sticks with your team?
Of course.
Of course you would. I mean, let's play that game with our team. If Juan Soto says, I saw you traded for this Jose Siri, DFA him. Well, DFA him before he knows what hit him. Who else?
That's Jose
Lindor.
All right, Lindor. Nah, I can't do it.
I was going to say Swaggy P. We can't trade Mark Vientos.
Excuse me? For Juan Soto, you wouldn't give up Lindor?
Nah, I can't do it. Lindor and Vientos are my two rocks. Everyone else, like Brandon Nimmo.
For Juan Soto?
Brandon Nimmo, nice knowing you.
Oh, let me tug at your heartstrings, Evan. One Mr. Jet Williams.
Jet Williams? He hasn't got to the majors yet. Even though my son loves him, I could deal with it. I'd say see you later. Yeah.
Sorry.
I could say see you later on him. I could sell that easily to Jet. Yeah, Jet wasn't that good.
I just don't buy that there's a beef.
Of course not. It's a 4 a.m. phone.
But the underground,
I don't know what the underground is.
What if he said, I'm going to Boston or L.A.
Is this digital underground? Doing a Humpty dance over here or something? Like, what the hell?
I'm signing with the Dodgers or Red Sox unless... The Knicks get rid of Jalen Brunson. You'll agree?
Would you do that, Tommy?
We don't know which New York team he's signing with, but Brunson's got to go.
Brunson's not going anywhere.
Juan says, New York's not big enough for all of us. Get Brunson out.
Yeah. But we don't know where he's going to fall, Yankees or Mets, but we know it's one of us.
But we know what... Yeah, that's a good... Look at you.
So Robin Peter to pay Paul. I'm not doing that. I'd rather do the Juan Soto share with the Yankees and Mets.
Well, stay tuned to more Chris Big Mac McMonagle, because I'm sure we'll get more information, because he said he was looking for more information from the DR on Juan Soto's dislike of Jason Dominguez.
He's looking in the DR. Is he going on, like, DR chats?
Probably.
I believe Chris
the dark
also
dark web from the Dominican.
Chris also last night said he had to labor through B movie as well with Jerry Seinfeld. So.
Oh, he took another shot at Seinfeld?
No, he didn't.
No, but I wanted to see if Chris would get riled up from that.
Nah, he listens all the time. He's probably listening right now, and he doesn't like you, so I'm sure he's riled up no matter what.
See,
what do you say?
I don't like when you do that. You try to pin teammates against each other.
Well, I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm being honest with you.
Seinfeld doesn't like Sean?
No. Big Mac doesn't like Sean.
Oh, Big Mac definitely
Seinfeld's got no idea who I am.
Yeah, he has no idea. I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's go to Jay
I bet he does.
You think so? Yeah. Makes you feel good.
He was aware when we started our new show last year.
That's true. Right. And he said, what the hell did Spike see in Sean? I'm just kidding. Jay is calling from Rockville Center. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I think you're missing one point.
Go ahead.
That Ohtani last year went to the Dodgers because Guggenheim out-financial engineered Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
You think Cohen is going to get out financial engineered by Hal Steinbrenner? It's not going to happen.
I think that clearly, in my humble opinion, based on the way things are leaked, Juan Soto would probably prefer to go back to the New York Yankees. That's the vibe I get from this. Is there a number where Steve Cohen could go where Hal says, I'm not getting anywhere near there, and walks away, and Soto says, okay, fine, I'll go to the Mets? Yeah. But it really reaffirms something I've always thought. If Hal's top bid is $700 million, then the Mets are going to have to go to like $800
million. Right.
Like, it's going to have to be a clear out bidding, because I think these leaks have been pointing to just ratcheting the pressure on Hal Steinbrenner.
Right. His question was more about Yamamoto, right?
No, I think it was Ohtani.
Ohtani, and then obviously subsequently Yamamoto.
Yeah.
And in the outbidding by Guggenheim.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never know the full story here, but I feel like this was such an orchestrated thing by Shohei Ohtani and his team to get to the Dodgers, create a bank, basically, by deferring 90% of his contract and creating this pathway for the Japanese stars to come to the United States, get posted, get picked up they make the decision, obviously, come to the Dodgers and create this marketing machine in Los Angeles with the best Japanese players in the world. That's what this feels like to me.
Yeah.
And I may be wrong. I may just be conspiracy theorying this, but it's why when we talk about what the Dodgers are capable of doing, yeah, maybe Juan Soto's not in their plans, but they have the money to do
it. Sure, no, they definitely have the money to do it.
I keep hearing people screaming, well, nobody has more money than Steve Cohen. Yeah, they do, right? The Dodgers do.
Right, but to your point, like, Hal Steinbrenner also has the ability to pay Juan Soto $800 million.
Of course he
does. Doesn't mean he will.
Of course he does.
Like Guggenheim has the ability to pay Juan Soto that.
Right.
Doesn't mean they will.
But again, as much as I keep, like, needling you guys about the Dodgers, that's only because the Dodgers have unlimited resources.
Right, they can if they want to.
Right, but to me, what I really think their plan is Shohei Ohtani, bring all of these guys that you played in the World Baseball League Classic with, and they're fantastic pitchers. Suzuki's the next one, Sasaki is the next one, and make the Dodgers this international team.
I think they're already there, but they can go even further. Yeah.
And so they keep winning. They win World Series. They bring in the next guy. It becomes a truly world team.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like the Dodgers' plan is.
Well,
Juan Soto doesn't necessarily have a part in that, but if he does, he kind of does.
Yeah.
Because he captures the Dominican.
But I'm still very confident. Juan Soto will not be an L.A. Dodger.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. Let's go to Chris on Long Island. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, guys, I think, you know, you're right on a lot of spots. And one of the main things, I think the reason why this drags out so long and there's so many rumors is it just takes so long. There's not a set date, whereas maybe with the NBA, it's July 1st. So on, you know, 2 days before, you kind of know, and then those guys sign. But with the MLB, maybe they need to set a date.
No, but they already have it. See, the NBA has a free agency begins date, but so does MLB.
Yeah.
There's no end date to the NBA. It's all about the cap. It's all about the fact that, and also the max contract, so there's no negotiating. Like, here's a max contract. In Juan Soto's case, there is no max contract.
Yes.
This thing could go to $800 million. It could go to $700 million. It can go to $900 million. Baseball's talked about, can they create a date, like December 1st or something of that nature? But then what? And the players will never agree to it because they think any date would actually hurt their right. ability to get paid. So it's just one of those unfortunate things about Major League Baseball. And to me, it's not even the waiting. You know what it is? You want everything to happen within 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. A frenzy, if you will. Where it's not just Juan Soto, it's Corbin Burns, Pete Alonso, Anthony Santander, Walker Buehler. It's like bang, bang, bang. It's like all over the place. And while you'll get a flurry of that at the winter meetings, you don't get the full NFL, NBA experience, and NHL, where it just comes at you. It comes at your face like bang, 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 bang. And it's like, I can't even stop this. In baseball, it's a slow dribble.
Yeah. Right.
So baseball has to up its tampering game, basically.
Because
there's no way these guys are.
It would matter.
I don't think so. Tampering is not the issue.
It's not the issue because they would still. You get a few days head start or weeks head start. It's the fact that there's no cap. Like, to me, it's a salary cap.